Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Tainis, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Why is this Masechta called Masechtes Tainis? Because we're going to learn how Klal Yisrael reacts to difficulties. If it's not raining, or there are other tzaddis. So Chazal were kaveya, a series of tefillos. And in order that our heart should be in the right place when we daven, it comes along with the Tainis. In the first parakim, we're going to learn about Tanesim, that Chazal were koveya for lack of rain. When we fast, how many Tanesim, what we're supposed to do during the days of these Tanesim, how long should the days of Tanesim last if we're not answered. But before we even get to that, until Mishnah Dalet, we're going to learn about the halachas of mentioning Moirid HaGeshem by the bracha of Mechai HaMesim, by the bracha of Tchias HaMesim, and also about the halachas of asking the Saint Talimatar by the bracha of Mevarech Hashanim. When do we start, and when do we stop? The Anshei Knesset HaGadayla were Mesakim, that during the winter, we should mention during Shemona Esrei, during the bracha of Mechai HaMesim, this isn't the tefillah, but we mention it as a shvach, as a praise to Hashem, Moirid HaGeshem. Why during the bracha of Tchias HaMesim? The Ritva explains, because rain is compared to Tchias HaMesim. The seeds are buried underneath the ground, and they come to life through the rain. And they come out in many different levushim, in many different ways. And that's how Tchias HaMesim is going to take place. The Gemara says in Ksubis, in order for us to understand Tchias HaMesim, that it's a kal v'chaymer from a piece of wheat. That's how people are going to be reborn. Also, when there's no rain and no one has food, it's mamish like people are losing their lives. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them life through the rain. So those are some of the reasons that the Shvach for rain is mentioned during the bracha of Tchias HaMesim. But this is praising Hashem for rain. When we officially ask for rain, that's during the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, because that's the bracha of Parnassa, and Parnassa is dependent on rain. Let's begin our Mishnah. Me'emesai maskirin gevuras geshamim. From what point and on do we mention Moirid HaGeshem? Why is it called gevuras geshamim? The Bar Tanura explains, because rain is considered megvirosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, geshamim yardim begvura. It comes down with the gevura and with the kayach. It comes down strong enough so it can penetrate into the earth and make the seeds grow. So me'emesai maskirin gevuras geshamim. From what point and on do we mention gevuras geshamim? When do we start saying Moirid HaGeshem? Rabbi Eliezer says, miyam tefarishayin shel chag. From the first day of Sukkot. When it says chag plain, that usually refers to Sukkot. Rabbi Eliezer says, just like we take the dalad minim, the lulav, Hadassim, Aravais, and Esrog on the first day of Sukkot, and they come in order, sheyiz baruchu akshamim, there should be a bracha in the rain, because it's on Sukkot that Hashem judges the world for how much water it's going to get. So the right time to start saying Moirid HaGeshem is on the first day of Sukkot, and we take the Dalet Minim. In any event, that is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua says, we don't start only miyam tefa achren shel chag. Tfilas Shachris on Shmini Atzeres, that's the time to start saying Moirid HaGeshem, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Why not throughout the entire Sukkot, where Rabbi Eliezer says? And the answer is, Dr. Rabbi Yeshua, rain during Sukkot is a simen klala. Let's see the Mishnah weiter. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, Hoyel ve'ein akshamim el simen klala b'chag. We don't want to say Moirid HaGeshem during Sukkot. It's the opposite of a bracha. You remember what we learned at the end of the second perik of Masechtes Sukkah? If it rains during Sukkot, what can that be compared to? It can be compared to an eved shabal limzak kais l'rabbi, that is coming to add water to the kais of wine, which his master is about to drink. That's called meziga. But his master is so upset with him that v'shafach lai kitain, he pours the jug of water. The jug of water was prepared for this, to pour into the wine, but the master just grabs the jug of water and spills it alpanav on the face of the eved. As if to say, don't do me any favors. I don't want you to help me now. Don't dilute my wine. surrendering Sukkot is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I don't accept your Avaida. You have to do tshuva. So Zok Rav Yeshua, we should mention Moirat HaGeshem on Sukkot when rain is considered a klala. Lama Maskir, why should we mention rain from the first day of Sukkot and on? Amalei Rabbi Eliezer said, I understand that very well. And Af Ani, Le'amarti Lishael, even I never said we should ask for rain. Ela Lehaskir, I only said we should mention the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he provides rain. So we mention Mashav HaRuach in Moirat HaGeshem. The Gemara explains the reason we say Mashav HaRuach is because the wind helps the earth, it dries the earth after the rain comes down. So the wind kind of works together with the rain. Either way, Zok Rabbi Eliezer, we just mentioned the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the winds and the rain. We're not asking that Hashem should make it rain now. Once again, Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, Afani, even I, Le'amarti Lishla, I never asked that it should rain. El Lahaska, we only mention Mashav Ruach Umayrit HaGeshem Be'aynasai, in the right time, which is during the winter. Amalei, so Rabbi Yeshua answered back to Rabbi Eliezer, Im Kain, that you claim that this Shvach has nothing to do with a bakasha, nothing to do with a request. You say, if you're mentioning the Shvach, it could be even in a time that has no shachas to rain. So li'olam yehi maskir, we should always say Moirat HaGeshem, even during the summer. After all, we mentioned Chiyas HaMeisim and the other Shvachim even during the summer. Why are you saying we should start the first day Sukkot? The Gemara really explains. Rabbi Eliezer holds, one has permission to mention Moirat HaGeshem, even during the summer. But from the first day of Sukkot and on, he's obligated to do so. Who is the halacha like? But we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. But the truth is, although the Batanura says of halachic Rabbi Yeshua, the halach is like Rabbi Yeshua that we don't start on the first day. But we really pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, did we mention a Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah? And the answer is, we will be as Hashem in the second Mishnah. But first, let's chazer over what we learned. We asked, when do we start saying Moirat HaGeshem, the Shvach, the praise to Hashem that He makes it rain? Rabbi Eliezer says from the first day of Sukkot, just like we take the Dalet Minim of the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua says from the last day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua asks, being that rain is considered a simen klala, it's like the master throwing the kitan shalmayim, the water on the eved, why would we mention it? And Rabbi Eliezer says, we're not asking for it to rain then. We're just saying the winter is starting. So now we're going to say the Shvach of Moirat HaGeshem, to which Rabbi Yeshua responded, so why are you waiting for the first day of Sukkot, say it even during the summer, if it has absolutely nothing to do with the time period?